feels great. I'm rested, lost a few pounds, been working out. How's it going, Jonathan? Yeah, so I only get 20 minutes today, so I'll have to go quickly. You know, there's some disadvantages. You know, I think some of you may know I'm not CEO anymore. I'm sure Jonathan told you. Actually, I'm still chairman, Jonathan. Just anyhow. You know, there are some disadvantages to not being. I had to like wear my badge in today. I usually. Who are you? You know, there's some other changes going on at Sun. All of us, you know, in the leadership group are desperately trying to grow a ponytail right now. But it's going to take me a while. You know, things are changing also. I keep calling and emailing Jonathan, and he keeps sending a note back, hey, if you want to talk to me, write a blog, I'll go check it out. So communication is very, very different. The changes actually are bigger at home, because when I say to my wife, you know, honey, I'm really busy, she goes, no, you're not. You're not CEO anymore. No, I got a honey-do list at home you wouldn't believe, man. It's really, really a change anyhow. Before I do that, you know, I want to just at least pre-warn you, all the big announcements have already been made, and I'm just kind of mopping up. I'm kind of the warm-up act here for James Gosling, so just stick around for that. Don't run for the doors, but all the good stuff got announced before. But I do get to do one really exciting thing, and that is we've had a little contest going on Ride Your Bike to Work Week. So in case you're wondering what post-CEO life is like, this is what you do. So anyhow, those of you who did ride, I want to let you know that you saved about 5 tons of greenhouse gas emissions. I'm just hoping you all got to shower after you got here. But anyhow, you entered a drawing, and if you win, you get a signed Lance Armstrong jersey. Well, we've had the drawing, and we actually have the jersey here. So. It's pretty cool, signed by Lance Armstrong. Pretty cool. Shouldn't it be yellow? Anyhow, not bad. Now what do I do with it? I'll put it over here. And the winner of the Bike to Work Week is David Marsland. You hear David? Just congratulations, man. No, you can stay down. Oh, you want to come up? Come on, we'll get your picture taken. We'll do a photo opportunity here. Do we have a photographer here? There you go. We'll ship this to you because it's a little hard to put this. Look at this. He's got his water bottle and the whole deal.
Great. Yeah, I bike for Java.
I bike for Java. I like that, man. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll ship this to you. That'll be great. All right, you're done. Thank you. Oh, dear. Anyhow, so it's been a little bit of an adjustment for me the last few weeks, and I think I'm getting through it okay. And you all know I'm kind of a glass half full. In fact, a glass is always overflowing. So there's a couple of minor adjustments I'm making in my life. But basically, it's been pretty cool. And I've actually found some advantages to not being CEO. So I thought I'd do a top 10 list of the 10 best things about not being CEO. Now, this was hard to cull down, actually, so I just got to the top 10. And the number 10 one is, I don't have to apologize for stuff I say to Wall Street. Jonathan does. There you go. Number 9 is, I'm no longer on the most overpaid CEO list. That's pretty good. The one I've used many times already is number 8. I just say, see Jonathan on that. Good, good. All right, number 7. I read hockey news without guilt, and that's been a many, many years I've been able to do that, and I'm very, very sad about my Sharks. Very sad about that. Anybody from Canada here? Dirty hockey players. Number six, a real win for me. I shave even less often. Number five, enjoy this one, Jonathan. I don't have to sign the SOC certification anymore. Number four, I have someone to blame now. That feels so good. Number three, I can sell my last business suit. Yeah. Number two, Jonathan doesn't golf, so I guess I gotta do it. There's a lot of customers who like to play golf. And for those of you, as you get older, you'll really appreciate this one. My new office, the number one reason is my new office is very close to the men's room. There you have it. So what I thought I would do is just a quick recap of where we are, because the numbers are stunning and it has changed a lot in the last 10 years, and we're adding an enormous number of folks. People talk about, you know, the bubble. Well, we're in a pretty interesting bubble right now as we're adding 3 million users to the network a week, and the device proliferation is way beyond. I think back on the bouncing ball demo we showed 11 years ago on a PC, like that was going to be where it would happen. And we didn't think about Mars landing vehicles, and we didn't think about shipping containers, and we didn't think about, you know, all of the sensing devices. We didn't think about a billion plus phones, and we didn't think about nearly a billion PCs. We didn't think about set-top box. We didn't think about Blu-ray DVD. What's exciting about a Blu-ray DVD at, what, $100 or $200 is you basically have a Java PC in your home connected to all of the unbelievably great I/O devices in your home, including your high-res TVs, all of your stereo sound equipment and your video capture equipment, all connected to an interoperable Java programming environment. Think about the challenge and opportunity you have to bring Java into a very consumer-centric environment. Who'd have thought we'd be shipping 200 million plus Java phones? 8 out of 10 phones are Java-enabled today. The PlayStation 3 is coming out this fall with Java in it. Who'd have thunk 11 years ago that we would have this stuff showing up like it is? It's pretty amazing. Give yourself a round of applause. Sun didn't do this, we didn't do this, you all did this. This is an amazing, amazing change. 1.5 billion Java smart cards are in the hands of people around the world. Pretty amazing numbers. And this is the one that you think about brand creation. Java has become a top technology brand with basically, among IT folks, 100% brand recognition. In other words, if you're in IT and you don't know about Java, you better figure out what's wrong with you. But some pretty amazing statistics, and 5 million plus Java developers around the world. I don't know many technologies that have this kind of experience curve, this kind of growth curve, that have changed as many folks in the way they operate out on the network. Now, this is basically fueled what we call the new age, the participation age, as we've moved out of the ice age, the stone age, the industrial age, and we're out of the information age into an age where people are participating. Everybody's a content creator, everybody's an editor, everybody's a publisher, and you just don't consume anymore. People are blogging, podcasting, doing mashups, IMing. Kids today, I'm still blown away watching kids. I was at a Sharks game and a kid was watching the Sharks game while with one thumb sending text messages, not even looking at his phone. And it almost looked like Bill Joy with his fingers on the keyboard, the code. I don't, these guys' thumbs are gonna just fall off. I don't know how they do that. But it's fascinating to see how many people are basically creating content. And you think about how many digital cameras there are connected to phones now and all the rest of it. It's just a very, very different world and a better world for some, for most, and especially for those who are connected to the internet. And tele-everything, home shopping, telemedicine, home banking, home shopping, all of the rest of that is very valuable, very powerful, very enabling, and it creates a lot of freedom in your life to go get things done. There's a problem though, and that if we add 3 million folks every week through the end of next year to the IP internet, 3 out of 4 folks will be on the wrong side of the digital divide. Now think about that. 3 out of 4 folks on the planet will be not connected. I know that seems a little weird to think about, but imagine that you and all of your communities of workers, families, friends, all the rest of it, were not connected to the internet for the next 3 years. Just imagine that. It doesn't seem possible, does it? It would feel great for about 3 hours. And your thumb would start twitching. It's an enormous tragedy. It's also a huge economic opportunity. Now, we have probably always had a cause. We didn't go public with our own personal cause as a corporation until recently. And I think it's important to let people know that this is what we're about. This is a little overreaching, maybe a little overbroad, maybe even a tad arrogant to think that we can go eliminate the digital divide. But we think it's going to happen through Java-enabled technologies, through thin client computing. Even a $100 Nicholas Negroponte PC on everybody's desk is not going to solve the problem. There aren't enough systems administrators in the world to handle 6 billion PCs. Imagine we all turned on a Dell computer tomorrow. We'd be 3 feet underwater right here with global warming. There's just not enough power. We're gonna solve it through web services, through thin clients, through network computing, and we're gonna do that without torching the planet. Anyhow, this is our cause, and you all are a huge and enabling part of that. And you think about the early starts of the web, it was not about participation, it was about publish and subscribe. And what Java and some of the new scripting stuff and a lot of the work that the new service providers are providing, and especially this room, is we've now made it a participative network instead of a publish and subscribe network. And our goal, and I want to enlist all of you in this goal, is that we have a bigger issue to deal with besides growing and making money, and that is getting everybody on the network so that they can all participate. It's a good thing, it's a big thing, it's a positive thing. And in my new role, I'm spending a lot of time worrying about this and talking to governments around the world about how we can help them eliminate the digital divide. And the technology you're developing, and some of you just won't matter, but for most of you, it's gotta matter that what you're doing is the way we're going to bridge this and eliminate this digital divide. And so I encourage you to work a little extra hard, a little more later into the night than maybe you had planned to, because you're kind of cursed with the opportunity to really make a difference here on this planet.